This is the largest rally I've ever done in my life. The idea that we have 30, 35,000 people here in Denver, Colorado was literally beyond belief. And this is not a political campaign. You know, we're not running for anything.
So we're in Denver, Colorado, on our way to a massive gathering of people who are all asking some version of the same question. What the hell is going on with the Democrats?
They're fucking blowing it. Like, you need to be loud. If we're not going to be loud like Bernie Sanders and AOC, what the fuck are we doing?
It's no secret that the Democratic Party is unpopular.
We will win.
Leaders like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi have been roasted online, while the richest man on earth guts the federal workforce and threatens to cut Medicaid and Social Security.
Most of the federal spending is entitlements. That's like the big one to eliminate.
And in town halls across the country, people are showing up mad as hell.
I'm a veteran. You don't give a fuck about me. Hey, shut the fuck up.
And if there's one person who knows a thing or two about being pissed off, it's this guy.
Hey, Mr. Trump, people fought and died to create a democratic society. You're not going to take it away from us.
So we came here to find out why Bernie, an 83-year-old independent from Vermont who has no plans of running for president, is suddenly attracting the largest crowds he's ever seen. What's resonating about his message? And what, if anything, comes next? Is this the first rally with Bernie and AOC?
This is the first with Bernie and AOC for me. Okay. Yeah, I was a Hillary fan in 2016. I was also bullied by a lot of Bernie bros back in the day. So I never really imagined that I'd be super excited to come see Bernie, but I absolutely believe in the message that he has.
This nation was built by working people. And we're not going to let a handful of billionaires run the government.
Fuck all the fucking oligarchies that are trying to run this country, because you're not it. You're not the country we are.
How is it for you right now meeting your basic needs? Food, rent, healthcare?
I work two jobs, a full-time and a part-time. I literally work 7 days a week as a nurse. We also have autistic six-year-old twins. So it's kind of like we have to pay for their speech therapy, occupational therapy, especially with the Department of Education being dismantled. It means that most of that's going to come out of our pocket, and that's $1,200 a month.
$20 an hour doesn't get you where it used to be anymore. $50,000 a year doesn't cover bills or anything. Like, it can pay my insurance and food, but even that, I'm still living paycheck to paycheck. So yeah. I wouldn't say things have gone the best.
Back before the Affordable Care Act, I had a bankruptcy that was health insurance related back when it was horrible. I mean, it was just predatory in every sense of the word.
What's it like right now meeting both of your basic needs? You know, your food, your rent, your health care.
It's good because we're union. So
what would it be like if you weren't?
Horrible.
They are very much against unionizing of nurses. So a lot of hospitals and whatnot, they go against that and make it to where you have skeleton crews, but you can't do anything about it. Whereas your CEOs are making multi-million dollars, but then you don't have the supplies that you need. You don't have the staffing you need. You don't have the training that you need because all that money is being allocated somewhere else.
Hello.
Hey, nice.
How are you?
Well, what do you have to say to the Trump supporters who are struggling with health care and rent?
Look, what I have to say is, look, Mr. Trump spends half his life talking about Venezuelan drug dealers. Fine. He spends the other half of his life talking about transgender people. He's off busy trying to take over Greenland. But you know what he hasn't talked about? He hasn't talked about raising the minimum wage to a living wage. I haven't heard him. He hasn't talked about doing what every other major country on earth does, and that is guarantee health care to all people as a human right. Hasn't talked about lowering the cost of prescription drugs, where we pay the highest prices in the world. But I'll tell you what he is doing. He and his friend, Mr. Musk, are busy trying to destroy Social Security. They're trying to destroy Medicaid. So I think that message is going to get through. Either Trump is a phony. He represents the billionaire class, and it's not just Musk, it's other billionaires in the Republican Party, and it's billionaires, of course, in the Democratic Party. So if I talk about how the Democratic Party has not stood up and fought for the working class of this country, that is not an accident. It has a lot to do with who controls the finances of the Democratic Party and a consultant class of inside the Beltway people who are way out of touch.
How would you grade the Democrats' response so far
Project 2025 and the Trump administration?
I have so many feelings about this.
Yeah. What the fuck are we doing? We're literally handing it off to fascism because they're going to tell us what we can do, who we can love, where we can go, what we can do with our bodies. It's not okay.
My hope is that the Democratic Party can change its ways so it can represent us like it used to.
Fight for people. Fight for what's right. Dump the donors and stand with what's right.
If you could speak directly with Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Democratic leadership, what do you want them to know?
Retire. We need to make it to where there's more people like you and I in office directing where our future is going to go. Because unfortunately, future is for us, not for these old people that are running these fucking country.
I think the question is, like, how can we stop fighting each other, even left and right? And how can we realize that we have, I think Luigi Mangione actually really tapped something very universal. And I think it's important to pay attention to that. I think what he did was like sort of activate all of us going like, wait, actually, we're not each other's enemies. Like there's somebody taking from all of us. We need that fighting spirit. We need courage, political courage. The people are behind you. Look at these crowds. I mean, this is amazing.
Wow. So that was, what's up with all that?
I am speechless. I'm speechless. That this crowd, the numbers that we just got in, is the largest gathering, the largest rally in Denver since Barack Obama in 2008. One of the things that is actually so exciting about the size of this is the fact that it's not happening during an election cycle or for any political campaign. This is just people coming together and the masses really waking up to the power structures in this country with hope and a sense of power that we're gonna stand up and change this. There are a lot of people who think that, oh, well, you know, Trump's gonna be so bad and we don't really have to do anything and then voters are just gonna come to us. And then there's a lot of other people that believe something differently, which is that we need to fight to win our country back.
We all need to work together. It's not a left versus right. It's you're a person, I'm a person, you're an American, I'm an American. We should be able to look after each other.
In the hundreds of rallies that I have done, we have never, ever had a rally as large as this.
It's one thing to have a great rally, and I am deeply moved and grateful for what we've seen on this swing. But we have to put an infrastructure together. You don't build a movement just by doing rallies. Now is the time for the progressive movement to step up, to organize, to be running candidates, either within the Democratic Party as progressives or running as independents, but to have an agenda that deals with the enormous crises facing working families in this country, things that the Democrats very rarely even talk about.
But what I believe from the bottom of my heart, if we stand together, we don't let them to divide us up, if we are smart, if we're willing to go outside of our comfort zones, there is nothing that can stop us. Let us go forward together. Thank you.
Hi, thanks for watching our video. If you like this story and you want more stories like this, be sure to like and subscribe to the channel to get more Perfect Union in your feed. And if you have stories that you want us to investigate, drop them in the comments below.